911.
I need the law at 13th Street, West Portsmouth, Ohio. Guy was shot in my grandson's house, got himself barricaded in my grandson's house.
Okay, so you said?
13th Street. 17.
Okay, and someone's barricaded themselves in your grandson's house?
With a gun.
With a gun?
Yes. I'm on my way there now.
Okay, who is it? Do you know?
I don't know. My grandson just called screaming and hollering. There's a random guy in my house with a gun barricading himself in my house.
Okay, what's your grandson's name?
Here. I'm not sure what all my partner still needs from me here. Hold on. How old's your grandson?
He's 17.
Was he there by himself, or?
I don't know. He just called me, and he's all excited. He's like, "Well, there's a guy barricaded in my house with a gun, a random guy."
Okay. He just came into the house and...
Honey, I don't know. He just called me excited and said, "Grandma, get here now." I'm pulling down the lane right now.
Okay. Well, we got a bunch of deputies sitting. What kind of car are you in?
I'm in a gray Kia.
I see this road is at the top of the...
Is it the house at the end of the road?
Yes. There's somebody backing out right now. Who is that? Hold on. It's the license plate number.
What kind of car is it?
An Accord. Who are you? Who are you?
He is responding. I have a grandmother back on 911. She just arrived at the residence.
Taylor.
It is going to be at the end of the street there, bro.
Have you been here?
Yes.
Who's here?
The female is advising there's a vehicle backing out of the driveway as they pulled up. She's talking to
Taylor.
The subject now. 1640 tag. Be a Ford.
Don't let him
Mary 1640. I'm still 911 with her. She's talking to the vehicle driver now.
I'm going in where my grandson is. They got that guy there.
She lives up to it, please.
Somebody scream.
He got your fucking pulled a gun on somebody.
Who?
Oh, you pulled a gun on somebody.
Who? What the hell?
Because my company invited everybody over to have drinks.
Unit's responding. She's now into a verbal argument with somebody there. I can hear.
No, I'm not in an argument with nobody.
Arguing.
What's going on?
He had a gun. In his
Who
boat.
Had
he
a gun?
He was hanging out with him. He was just somewhere. Just hanging out. He had a gun on his waist. He was making this girl feel weird all night, making her feel like he was going to rape her. And we was telling him to leave. And he ran inside my house and locked my door and had his gun on his waist, acting like this and that. We called him on the phone. I told him, just get out of here. No one's going to call the law. Just get the fuck out of my house. He got in his car and he left. And that was all it was.
It wasn't this guy?
Who? What guy?
The guy that's right here.
What guy? Yes, it was.
All right. The cops is on their way.
Okay, so is the guy still there?
Yeah.
And he does have a gun on him?
Yes, he's got a gun on him.
You have a gun on you? Yes, you carry?
He's responding. The subject in the vehicle, the Ford, sitting in the end of the driveway, is the person that was inside the house. They're advising he may also have a code 40 on him. They're out there speaking with him now.
Well, the law is coming, so just sit right here just a minute so we get this straight.
Okay, you should see.
So what happened?
You should see a deputy pulling in right now, ma'am.
Me and a couple of co-workers, we don't drink, have a good time, whatever. Long story short, I did have a gun, and I did pull it, but I did not pull it on any bomb.
You did pull your gun out?
I got inside the house.
Ma'am, you see our deputy there?
Yeah, they're pulling in.
Okay, well, let them talk to the guy here, okay?
All right.
All right.